"Well, Pip?" said Miss Havisham to me when she saw me. "I'm going to London tomorrow, Miss Havisham," I said, choosing my words carefully. "And I wanted to say goodbye. I've been so lucky since I saw you last, and I'm so grateful for it."
"Good, good,"
she replied, looking delightedly at her cousin, who was staring at my new clothes.
"I know about it. I've seen Mr. Jaggers."
"So,
a rich person has adopted you?"
"Yes, Miss Havisham." She smiled cruelly at her cousin, who was looking rather ill.
"Remember to do what Mr. Jaggers tells you, and you will always keep the name of Pip, won't you? Goodbye, Pip."
She gave me a hand, and I kissed it. It seemed the natural thing to do. And so I left the old lady in her bride's dress and the candlelight, with the dusty furniture around her. On Saturday morning, I was in such a hurry that I only said a quick goodbye to my family before setting out to walk the few miles into town for the London coach. As I left the peaceful sleeping village, the mist over the marshes was rising to show me the great unknown world I was entering. Suddenly I realized what I was leaving behind, my childhood, my home, and Joe. Then I wished I had asked him to walk with me to the coach, and I could not stop crying. Whenever the horses were changed on the journey, I wondered with an aching heart whether to get down and go back to say goodbye properly. But the mist had completely risen now, and my new world lay ahead of me.